Well, friends, we're on this beautiful, beautiful farm today. I don't know much about farming, but there's something nice about a farm, especially one that's as well kept as this one. And I trust you can notice in the background all of these beautiful little calves. They're not very old, some of them, just a few weeks old. And there's just something lovely about seeing these beautiful little calves. Maybe they'll come over in a few moments and you'll get a closer look at them. But I know a lot of you that listen in are interested in farms and in farming, and hopefully you'll get a little bit of enjoyment out of seeing these nice calves. And there's a machine here just to my left, and that machine is full of artificial milk that gets mixed up for the calves, and they love to drink the milk. It reminded me a little bit of the SMA milk that you feed little infants with. So here we are on this beautiful farm. And as I was thinking about these little calves and the milk that they so enjoy, it reminded me of a verse of scripture found in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 2. It says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." This is a dairy farm. It's a milk farm. It produces a lot of milk for the local area. And these little calves, they thrive on the milk as well. And the Bible is described in many different ways. It's described as being like seed. The Word of God is like bread. The Word of God is like meat. The Word of God is like honey. The Word of God is like water. But the Word of God is also described as being milk. And milk is very, very nutritious. The mother's milk provides all of the nutrients that these young calves need. It provides them with protein, it provides them with calcium and various vitamins as well, along with many, many other things. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And so Paul's writing to young Christians, and he's saying that just as a newborn babe desires the milk of the word, so you should desire the milk of God's word. It'll help you to grow. It'll help you to develop. It'll provide all of the nutrients you need. And maybe today you're listening and you're just a young Christian. Maybe not all that long saved. Maybe a month or two. Maybe a year or two. And spiritually speaking, and we don't say it in a disparaging way at all, but you're young in the faith. So important to feed on the sincere milk of God's word, to read it for yourself, to meditate upon it, to pray upon it, and also to get under the sound of God's word, to go along to a place where there's plenty of milk to feed your soul, so that you can grow, you can develop, and be strengthened in the things of God. So much that we could say about the calves, about the cattle, but there we have it. Just as these little calves love the milk, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, I encourage you to feed upon the word of God. And if you're not yet under a sound gospel ministry, get under the sound of God's word. Go to a place that believes and preaches the Bible and preaches the gospel and has a good Bible study during the week as well. And let's feed ourselves on the word of God. Let's grow as Christians. Let's develop. And may God bless you. And we'll see you hopefully the next time around the Word of God. Thanks for joining us. Look after yourselves.